Here are today's top stories. The city said no to the Cubs on wanting to close Addison and Clark on game days. They wanted to do so for security measures. When reached for comment, the Wrigleyville meathead said, that's cool. I'll just watch for oncoming traffic when I pee in the street, because that's what I do, because I'm a Cubs fan. Go Cubbies! Pee! Hey, speaking of Wrigley, Pearl Jam's coming to the friendly confines for two shows. Is it just me, or is it time to try out some other bands? I mean, I love Pearl Jam, and I half love Billy Joel. But why keep coming back to these guys? There are other bands. And why do the bands have to be so white? Put the Commodores on stage. I would go rock out in Wrigleyville if Lionel Richie and the Commodores were there in August. Huh? I hope you're listening, Jed Hoyer. Is Jed Hoyer the guy who does it? It's probably not the guy who makes that decision, but Laura Ricketts? Who's the one that makes a decision on the bands? Somewhere down the line, somebody does. Hey, good news, Chicagoans. Transformers 5 will be shot here. So if you like traffic delays and CG robots blowing up the corner bakery, this movie is for you. And if all that news that I just read is just too good for you, know that since 2008, due to Illinois' bad credit rating, the big banks have made $1.5 billion off this state. So yeah, I wonder if getting back that money could be the premise of Transformers 6. You know, you could see Optimus Prime.
Autobots, the Decepticons are hanging out at the Bank of America.
Now you can't stop our high credit loans. Now! That's Starscream. Is Starscream even in the movies anymore? I feel like Starscream got killed in the first one, and I keep referencing Starscream because that's the best Decepticon of all time. And try to argue. You can say all you want about Megatron and all the other guys. Starscream, the best. A medical marijuana shop in Buffalo Grove is complaining they don't have enough customers to stay open. What? That's because the state strictly regulates who can get medical marijuana. You essentially have to come in on a hospital bed and sign something that you're going to die in the next 3 days before you can get some pot brownies. I'm all about being safe with recreational drugs, but the state of Illinois, you got to open it up a bit. I mean, this story, it's making me anxious, right? I just feel like it's just so much anxiety, you know, and now I've just been having trouble sleeping. And the eczema, so much eczema. Ugh, I wish there was something that could be done. In weather, it's warming up. Temps hit 9 today. Woo! In sports, the Blackhawks are shooting for their 12th win in a row. They play Nashville tonight in Nashville. No word on whether or not Winona Judd is going to play shoot the puck. Is that the right Judd reference? There are other Judds that are better for Nashville. It's Ashley Judd, Winona Judd, Stacy Judd. Is there a Stacy Judd? Is it Stacy Judd? The first ESPN power rankings for baseball are out. And can you freaking believe it? The Cubs are ranked number one, which, if you look at history, means the Cubs will win about 30 games this year. And Jimmy Butler wants to be on the Olympic team. Don't do it. Take some advice from me. Hang out with Marky Mark instead. Gold medals are overrated. I think you chill in Malibu and then you come back and play strong. Because it seems like every time someone plays for the Olympics, they end up either A, getting hurt, or B, sucking it up. So do us all a favor and go to Hollywood and party like you're on the show Entourage. Cool? And finally, chocolate-covered fries are coming to McDonald's. Tasty? Yes. Good for you? Ah, who cares? Eat the hell out of them. It's 21st century, y'all. All right, well, that's the carryout for January 19, 2015. Hey, we too are putting chocolate on your food. Who ordered the chocolate chicken wings? Anybody? Chocolate chicken wings?